Well, there are many disappointed Venezuelan exiles throughout South Florida today. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Letzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Thank you. According to 2010 census figures, more than half of the 215,000 Venezuelan expats in the U.S. reside in South Florida, many of them in the southern end of the peninsula. Most who live here did not want to see President Hugo Chavez return to office for a third term, but that's what happened. Melissa Sanchez writes for El Nuevo Herald and says people crowded Venezuelan restaurants in Doral, where the mood went from almost a celebration to stunned silence when challenger Enrique Capriles was not able to pull off the upset on Sunday.
One woman pulled me aside and said, you know, I'm disappointed that my candidate didn't win, but I think that this is a victory for Venezuela because there was no blood on the streets. Nobody got killed. Maybe that's not saying a lot if you're from the U.S. and you're used to the democratic process occurring without violence, but I guess that is something we have to appreciate.
A large population of Venezuelans residing in Weston were also carefully watching Sunday night's results and mainly disappointed. The Florida Board of Education is meeting in Orlando this week. They plan to discuss state budget requests and a legislative agenda. They could also decide whether to challenge a court decision granting in-state tuition to the children of undocumented immigrants. State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor says the state's education leaders are now considering their next move.
One woman.
Florida requires students to prove their parents are residents to receive in-state tuition. But a federal judge says Florida can't force the children of undocumented immigrants to pay full price for college. Now the State Board of Education must decide whether to challenge the ruling. They're meeting this week to discuss the lawsuit. The decision could save students $200 million in tuition and take that money from school budgets. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
The journalist duo delivering our dispatches from a swing state has been busy collecting stories en route. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Kenny Malone and Herald photographer Patrick Farrell are traveling around the state to document this moment in Florida electoral history, meeting real voters where they work and live. And Kenny sent us this from the road.
If everything went well, there should be some sound playing underneath me right now that I sent you guys. This is my favorite sound that I've collected so far. This is the sound of a goat feeding frenzy at the Umbazi Experimental Farm in Buckingham, Florida, which is in eastern Lee County. What we've been finding so far is just a lot of really hardworking people that put in a lot of hours. This is a goat farm. They make cheese, they make milk, they make yogurt. And the guy that runs it, Jim Ellis, puts in about 70 hours a week trying to get some extra help, but money's tight and hiring people is difficult. We've found a fisherman who gets 2-3 hours of sleep a night, a tattoo artist who's pulling 12-hour days every day just to kind of get by in Key West. And some are voting for Romney, some are voting for Obama, and they have different ideas of what each of those candidates can do to help them. But people really are interested in making sure that everyone knows they are working hard out there.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. And we hope you are, too. You can see the latest dispatch from Kenny and Pat, an audio slideshow about the tireless fishermen at MiamiHerald.com/WLRN. And you can follow their progress on Instagram and Twitter. It's hashtag FL Dispatches. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.